Gedekar and Dav Masechtas Nazir Dav Samach Bein on the Beis. Again, Tesmas, the beginning words of the Gemara that the student says from Shemin Yechi, as Tesla quotes, Nazir Tar Mitzayra. Someone's Nazir Tar and a Mitzayra at the same time. Moshe Gleit HaGalachas Achas, could you just do one haircut at the end, and it'll fulfill his haircutting of the Mitzayra that it has to do, and of finishing the Nazir Tar, which he also has to do. So Amalem, he said to them, no, that's not going to work. Why not? Nazir lahavir, Nazir, his purpose is to get rid of the hair. Mitzayra, the purpose of the first haircut is to have it grow. As Tosfos claims another one, Nazir lahavir, sarma kol v'kol. The purpose of Nazir is to get rid of all the hair. You don't want it, you're not supposed to have hair anymore. Shein tzochot l'sar shekid len l'shem mitzvah. He doesn't need any more hair to grow for the purpose of a mitzvah. He's done with his Nazirs. Al tegalach is a shen shem mitzvah, but the first haircut of the mitzvah, legal l'sar, is to actually grow the hair, legal l'sheinus, and to cut it a second time, lefnei yom avos karbanos, before the day of bringing his karbanos. Which is the second time. They're fundamentally different. They cannot examine one with the other. Today's Girsa of the Gemara's question was, what? It's not going to count also for the second here counting, for which way he does at the end of his counting? Claim in other words, the second here counting, but that purpose is also to get rid of the hair. Why can't that work? Also for the Nazir's Tara, which both of them now are Lahaver Haser. So that Tezik quotes the words of the Gemara, Amalhem, he said to them, Zelef Nezirik is dumb. Yeah, but as Tezik went to Glach, the Mitzayra, the haircut of the Mitzayra is before the blood of the carbon, the spray, the selects, and the body of Yemeshvi, Yigalech, and the day 7 he'll cut his hair. But that's the man, which goes to make Fanny purify. But the Yemeshvi, on the 8th day, he kishne kevasin. So it's only on the 8th day that he takes the two lambs. And Bezut the Glach has Nazir, Lachas Rik is dumb. But here, the hair cutting of the Nazir is actually after the blood is spread. The Ksavli says in the Pasuk, so the Gilchan Nazir Bezal Almayid, the Nazir cuts his hair by the entry of the Almayid, the Lokach Sarosh Nizra, and he takes the hair of his head, of his Nazir, of the Nazir, and he puts on the fire, Asha Tachas of Hashlam, so Hashlam has already been cooking when he does his haircut. So obviously the blood was already sprayed. So again, since they're fundamentally different, they cannot exempt one with the other. But then the Gemara's question is, Tezikot Betal Lameit Tzarat Betamase. Why can't it work for his days of tzaras and as Tzitzik explained the Tiklachas Nazir Tamei, the hair cutting of Nazir Tamei, where here both of them are to make it grow again? So on that, Amalahan, as Tzitzik quotes, Tamei Lachabias Maim. No, Ayan Nazir Tamei, his hair cutting is after he goes into the water of the mikvah. It's like this is in the Pasuk, Begilach Rejimim Tarasai, that he goes and shaves off the hair of his head on the day of purification. Bayoim, and here it says Hashvi, Yigachanim Tarasai, on the seventh day, he cuts it off on the day of his purification, Bashman Salzik, meaning on the day that he already purified, La'achat Tarasai, which already went to the mikvah, after Biasmai, Bachay Darsh Lobisafir, that's how the Safir expounds it. Whereas Tezu quotes, Mitzay Lof Nebisman, but the Mitzay is before he goes to the mikvah, that's what he says in the Bachay, Biyam Shvi Gilek Kosar, on day seven, shaves all the hair of his head, but La'achat says, Mitzay Bamayim, and then it says he goes into the washes flesh and water of Tar, and he purifies himself. So Tezu quotes, Amalai, they said to him, Yafa Marta, you said, well, Kamaya, in other words, Lashon Acharu, Bekamasra. Many of the texts is like another version. And it doesn't say Rav Nimi asked this question. So they asked him, what would you say in regards to this other case, which they asked him, what's the halacha in regards to Yimei Chilutei and Tumasei? So on that he said to them, well, Nazir Tar, that's Mitzayra, that's not working because one's Legal, one's Lahavra. And if it's a Nazir Tamei and he's a Mitzayra, so it's Tesha quotes, the Zel if Nebi is mine. No, the Mitzayra is before, he's coming before he goes to Mikvah. The Zel Lacha is mine, but this one's after he goes to the Mikvah, meaning Tekalacha is Nazir Tamei, it's like we explained. And whereas Zel if Nezik, and this is going actually on the next Amid, the words of explaining the difference when you have Mitzayra and the Nazir Tar, Zelef Nezik is Damim, is Takalachas Nazir Tar, is before the blood is sprayed. So again, they're fundamentally different. This next test also belongs on the next Amid. Hanital Dal Takalachas Meshum Mitzvah. The Gemara wants to know, these four haircuts, are they because of Mitzvah, or just to get rid of this the hair that's impure? Claim in other words, the test explains in other words, Kulon Meshum Mitzvah, are they all for Mitzvah meaning? And the purpose is all of them. Because the main question is really, do you need to raise even by the third haircut? But meaning, even when you're definitely telling, definitely confirm it, which you have to have four haircuts. So the question is, with the third haircut is only for another time, does that one also need to have a reason? Because Tesla explained, if he died according to my understanding, it's not going in the case of the four haircuts of our Mishnah. That's talking about a case where you're not sure if he's a Mokhlan, not sure if it's a Mokhlan. No, because there's none of the haircuts in our Mishnah that you cannot be in doubt about, either the haircuts of the Metzera Mochlet Ibn Azatar, or the haircut of Ibn Azatar. And there, Vadi Metzera Ibn Azatar, Nafkal Makrab, the Peg Shlesh, meaning that we already know from the Gemara, the Malm and Av, definitively that those two categories obviously required the Betar, the razor. It's only Menazatami, not Megamin Lemenazatari. We end up learning Menazatami from Nazatar, as some Gisra say on the word the Baytar that requires a razor, and Besugi Dasha, so the Sugi Achi, that's how the Sugi of Agamar ends up. But Rambacham and Mebele, that was the question he was asking. And Tay says, truth is, in short, the Gemara could have just asked, the haircutting of the Nazatami, Tsukhatara, in the Tsukhatara, does it need a razor or not? But the Nakan Hantaklach has just mentioned these four haircuts, because this is just what we're discussing in our topic. But Mokhla Badi, Bibtami Badi, when he was definitely Mokhla and Tami, the Mekalech, Abitaklach, do four haircuts. Well, no, do they all require? But the main question really going to the third one regarding that of the Nazatami. Or as Tayza quotes, Iyamet. The nafkamin is if you say Mishma Vuk Seir, that's just to get rid of the hair, Afil Sachinash, and even if you smear with a cream, it would also be valid. But Tayyip points out, but certainly you have to say the Gilach Mixis Asabim is Param of Tab, but it has been that you did shave off some of the hair at least with scissors or a razor, because from Sachinash, because Rashi, if you smear cream on your whole head, so the heart is not going to come back. I mean, by a couple of like the becoming the Pavam Malav. And then the problem is, well, Mesal Mebatakal Shatai, you're not going to do the haircut of Tiara, which you have to shave off some hair, and you already did the Nazikas of Tomei, and it's not going to grow back. And the truth is, it says, what did the muscle bite? The Gemara could have just asked, E megalchemis memes perdaim, if, is the girsa, that you cut off with scissors. The same thing, I mean, you just didn't do it with a razor. It's not really about cream. It could have been the same question regarding a scissor. It's just a question of, do you need a razor?